Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Muhammad with our show, A Message of Concern. Alhamdulillah. This show is dedicated to removing all racial images from worship because the roots of racism and white supremacy is in religion. Alhamdulillah. We'll see what we got going here today. All praises be to Allah. Usually, Sister Daya is on, but for some reason, I don't know, she couldn't come on. So let's see what we could do. All praises be to Allah. So this is Amin. We open up in prayer. We say Al-Fatiha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين سلام. You know, let's pull it up to see what we have in the studio. How many people are listening or maybe listening? Alhamdulillah. If you want to say something, raise your hand. Press one on your phone. This is a very serious show. And we take it very seriously. And I think we should have been notified if someone couldn't broadcast. So if you want to say something, raise your hand. Press one on your phone. Alhamdulillah. I've been very impressed with the talking about our enslavement as a people, why it's very important to keep that at the forefront, because our enslavement leads to mass incarceration. And we got so many of our young people caught up penitentiary system, either doing time on probation or parole or something. They say in the late 70s, in the early 70s, there was only about 300,000 people in the penitentiaries here in America. They say that America has more people in the penitentiaries than any other country in the world, And most of our people, African-American people, are in these penitentiaries. They say in the early 70s, it was 300,000 people. Now it's 2.3 million. 2.3 million. Do the math. It's about eight times more people in the penitentiary now than it was in the early 70s. And it's mainly, they say, due to these what they call draconian drug laws, you know, the war on drugs, and have these young people in jail. A lot of times they have a record. A lot of times they're not able to vote. A lot of times they're not able to get jobs. People, you know, don't want to hire them. It's a tragedy. You know. So, according to Stevenson, Brian Stevenson, I love that brother, you know, he says it's a holdover from the slavery issue. We don't talk about slavery. He was telling us on a video, and I would recommend that you look up as many videos, listen to, watch as many videos as you can of Bryan Stevenson. Bryan Stevenson, the two people that I'm so very much impressed with, who have helped to educate me and open up my eyes around and take what they say and the understanding I'm getting and pass it along to other people. I'm getting pretty strong. I'm learning more. Bryan Stevens and Professor William Darity. William Darity. Those are the two people. Stevenson has an organization that gets people off death row. He's gotten over 130-something people off death row. America's wrongly convicted. Young people, poor people, children off death row. You know, and he's looking seriously, and he has so much to say about reparations. But he says, first, we have to talk about it. We can't be ashamed to talk about it. We cannot be ashamed to talk about our enslavement, our people's enslavement. We can't let people make us feel shame. He was saying that it was a certain town, I think in Alabama, thing like 49, I think the figure was, 49 monuments. I'm talking about Robert E. Lee and Jefferson David, the Confederacy, the flag, and all that in this town. And they didn't even mention the word slave or slavery or enslavement. Can you believe that? They had 49, they got a monument, they got a museum, Confederate museum, and one said, I'm going to get it all. I'm going to be able to just to say, but I would advise y'all to start looking at videos by Bryan Stevenson. He's boy, that brother's powerful brother. And him and Darity. It was a certain town that had 49, almost 50 monuments and had a museum. And they didn't even mention slavery. You mean out of those 12.7 million people, 12.7 million people who was absconded and kidnapped and snatched off the African continent and taken to the slave ships, loaded up them slave ships, 12.7 of the 12.7 million human beings, men, women, and children that was put on them slave ships. Professor Stevenson says 2 million of them was lost. In other words, 2 million of them was lost in drowning, killing, disease. It was out of the 12.7, 2 million of them, approximately, 2 million of them was lost. The bottom of the sea. And we let these people search for the Titanic, put in all kind of money to look for the Titanic, look for some gold of a pirate ship or something like that. When 2 million human beings, our people, are at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. And we let these people get away with that. We don't even talk about it. They made us ashamed to talk about the Middle Passage. They make us ashamed. They talk about the, you know, I don't care if the slave chief, if the African chief did sell us into slavery. After we got here, we was treated way more worse than a slave chief in Africa ever, 300 and 400 years of slavery, humiliation, death, you know. Alhamdulillah. So I'm learning all this from, you got to get his book. You got to get William Darity's book. You got to get the book. You got to get his book, From Here to Equality. You have to start looking. And you people in the South, you have to make a trip. You got to make a trip. I'm thinking about trying to make a trip. I'm thinking about trying to make a trip to Alabama, Montgomery, right where the Wamalama in Alabama was. You put that situation over the riverboat was Montgomery. He got two museums there. One called the Legacy Museum. The other one is called, I'll get it for you. Let me light up my computer. And he got 805 6-foot pieces of metal with a lynching victim. And his life, his name, the year that he was lynched. Not only that, he has jars that people take the jars and go out to the site where the African American was lynched and get dirt and put in these jars. You have to educate these videos. Read as much as you can to be able to tell our people and talk to our people. It was a radio show that today, Words Make People, and it had A.K. Hassan on there. A.K. Hassan, of course, is the imam here, the longtime imam here in Los Angeles, and they had Yahya Abdullah. So I had a chance to ask a question at the end of the show about reparations. I told them the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about his obligation of our former masters to give us so much in money for 25 years. And Mikhail Sahir, the Words Make People host, he said, well, brother, it's kind of off the topic. You know, we was talking about these imams who have traveled with the Imam Muhammad and have stories to tell about Imam Muhammad. So A.K. Hassan said, well, I got something to say, but I'm not going to say it now. That's what he said, A.K. Hassan. Yeah, Abdullah said that he started naming athletes with these multi-million and billion-dollar contracts for playing basketball and football and all like that. And he says that Allah has given African Americans reparations. So that's how they dealt with it. But I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to bring it up more in the future. I'm going to bring it up. I'm not letting people off the. I'm not letting them get away with it. No, they gonna have to. We're gonna talk about reparations. We're gonna talk about our enslavement as a people. We're gonna talk about lynching, you know, castration. We're gonna talk about the terrorism that the Klan meted out on us. You know, that's what we're gonna talk about more. We're gonna talk about reparations. I brought up on that radio show, Words Make People, I told them about our courageous governor here, Gavin Newsom, commissioned a study in 2021 to look into reparations and come back and give us a report, give California a report about the study. And they came back in 2023, just the other day, a couple months ago, they released it. Approximately 1,100 pages. The recommendation is about reparations. here in California. They talk about 1.2 million. This is about five, I think it's five different, I got to be sure, but it's about five different ways you could calculate it, but it adds up to about $1.2 million per person. In my case, I'm over 70, so it would be 70 times $13,000, 70 times $13,000. And you could, there's other ways. So that's a healthcare formula. Another formula, I'm not quite sure, but I'm going to look into it. I'm going to stay on top of it, be able to talk about it. Alhamdulillah. All right, praise be to Allah. We got people who are standing up, got their hands up, and they want to say something. Let's see. Alhamdulillah. Oh, let's take 323-867. 323-867. Tell us your name. Tell us where you call it from.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's Sister Karam Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just want to speak on when you were saying something about the you didn't understand. I forgot what it was, but I forgot. You said you didn't understand something that they wait a minute. Let me just hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I know what it is. You said you didn't understand about the respiration that they said that they have already given to you dealing with the entertainers. And what they were talking about is the tax write-off. Because if you is in a nonprofit organization and have different businesses and you work with that nonprofit organizations, you could get tax write-off, and so that way they could donate. They have the right to donate to African American business and to their program, because at one time they couldn't do that.
Okay, well this morning, let me see if I can pull it up. Let me see if I can pull it up. Well, what's the day? Today is August. Let me see, 20. August is, what's the date? August the 20th. Let's see if I can pull it up. And I'll take it over. Yeah. No, he was saying, I asked them, AK Hassan was on the Tales I Hear show, The Word Make People Today, and they was talking about the imam, different imams who have traveled with the imam when he's gone overseas in different places, and they was talking about the experiences that they had and some of the things they used to talk about and all like that. And Yahya Abdullah of Florida. Or is he from Texas now? But and then AK Hassan was talking about his experience with Imam Muhammad. So, you know, I wanted to talk about reparations. So I asked him, I told him about what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said about our former slave masters are obligated to give us restitution, you know, reparations for 25 years and give us so much because of our slavery. And I told him about our Governor Newsom here in California signing that reparations think tank thing. And so Mikhail Sahir, at first he said, well, it's off topic, you know. But AK Hassan said, well, I don't want to say anything right now about that. But Yahya Abdullah started naming Africa got millions of dollars. I'll let you hear. All you got to do is go to Words Make People on, he's not a Blog Talk Radio. Well, no, he is Blog Talk Radio, but his name of his company is WDM Radio. So, WDM. You know, I'll show you how to get to his show. But yeah, that's what that was about. But no, I don't think so, sister. You know, he wasn't talking about tax write-offs. He was saying that Allah has blessed so many of them brothers with billions of dollars for being athletes. That's what he was talking about. Billions. So he started naming. He must have named about four or five of them. Got billions, multi millions, and billions of dollars for being an athlete.
But that's not a community. That's not a community. That's a family. That's not a community. If you check it out, and we had business during that time, then we supposed to, ain't too many of us. I haven't heard of too many people even ask them to donate to their business or support their business or something like that, or some kind of organization or program. Although I'm just saying, you know, because
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. He missed the point. He started talking about just athletes. You know, of course, they're gonna give people run a football or hit a baseball money. You know, yeah, they, you know, white man, because the white man owns the team. Or he owns the team, and the more you root for them, no, he actually missed the point. I wanted them to talk to comment on what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad meant and reparation, the governor reparations, because it's growing. It is growing. It is getting bigger and it's getting bigger. It's mushrooming. It's snowballing, and we might as well, all of us, educate ourselves and be able to articulate the points, the issues about reparations, mainly the wealth gap. After all that terrorism, after all that lynching and killing us and burning us and you know, denying us employment and denying us certain things, what does it all add up to? It adds up to the wealth gap differential. In other words, the white man has the average white family. This is what it does. It's what all that adds up to. This is what it all adds. It adds up to the average white family has 10 times more wealth than the average African-American family. That's what all that lynching, Jim Crow, and can't vote, you can't live where you want to live, you can't marry who you want to marry, all that, you know what I mean? You denied employment, last hired, first fired, all that. What it all adds up to is a family. The white family, Caucasian family, has 10 times more wealth. Not income, but 10 times more. In other words, in real estate and stocks and bonds.
Well, that's only because they stole half of it. Half of it was stolen. If you check it out, and any time if they could ever get that together and we get together and let them know that any time real estate is done illegal, you could get that back, and they have forensic files. I mean, forensic files will tell you, I don't care how good that artist is, that paper and that ink tells a story, tells how old it is.
Yeah.
So if anybody,
whether the African-American or Caucasian, ever question, or how do you think you deserve reparation? Because they'll throw that in you. Or they say, oh, man, they'll never give us. Then you tell them about the wealth gap. That's what it adds up to. That's the real. That's what they're doing. That's the real deal, Holyfield, right there. That wealth gap. After all that Jim Crow, all that lynching, all that terrorism, all that castration, all them rapes, all them people not being hired, first fired, all them people going into the military and can't get out the military with the GI benefit, all that. What does it add up to? The wealth differential. That the average white family got 10 times more wealth than the average black or African American family.
And so what are you doing to help those to get that?
Education. Doing just what I'm doing right now, talking about it. That's what, right?
And just talking about it. Okay.
Keep talking about it. Keep talking about
but
it.
Then you gotta give them, but then you got to give them direction and where they could look for that and where they could go at. You know,
I just was saying, it's just what I've been saying. I've been saying ever since we had the show on, look at the videos of Brian Stevens. Look at the Stevenson. Look at his videos. That he's a champion. He's that brother been getting people off death row. So you know he's
okay,
a man of God.
Oh, yeah, we got that written down. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Brian Stevenson and then Professor William Darity, look up his stuff and watch them videos. And look, I look at his videos over and over and over, and it's slowly penetrating. It's slowly getting. I understand because you know they have put mojo on us. Those crackers have put mojo on us. They could have monuments all over the South. 49 to 59. People, Robert E. Lee on horseback and Jefferson Davis and all like that with a sword in and making them look like they heroic, like they soul, like they supermen on them and the horses. You know how the horses be stepping up, like, you know, one leg be up high and the other leg be down low and all like that. And you go and read some of the literature, they don't even mention. That's what Brian Stevens said. He said they don't even mention slaves. They don't even mention slavery. In other words, they just say, hey, we brought them over here. We don't even talk about it. We just talk about the white race. Yeah, that's the type of mojo. That's the type of stuff. That's the type of to the extent that even African Americans don't like to talk about slavery. Oh, that's some old stuff. Oh, that's some old stuff. Let's talk about the sitcom. Let's go talk about the sitcom. Let's talk about whatever, something silly and stupid. You know, they don't want to talk about it because the white man, Brian Stevens say, the North won the Civil War. The North won the Civil War, but the South won the narrative war. In other words, the South won the fight. They are psyched out. They psyched out everybody. It's called the Lost Cause. In other words, the lost cause is, yes, it says this. We lost the war. We the South, but we was valiant. We never, you know what I mean? We was valiant. We was champions. You know, they wanted to take our property from us. They wanted to take our property. They didn't want to give us states' rights. In other words, all that kind of old talk. You know what I mean? All that kind of old talk. You know, that's what that the Southerners wanted.
But
they did do that.
They still try to do that. If you don't have any intelligence about real estate, they would take your land because you can only. They got laws where, like, in so many years you don't do this, or so if you don't pay taxes, then somebody could claim that land. That's abandoned property.
Oh, yeah, and all that. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Okay, 706. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Muhammad.
Yeah, as-salamu alaykum. Brother Muhammad from the Ummah, by Muhammad, by the way, Columbus, Georgia. As-salamu alaykum. Well, I first of all, thank Allah for the good concern that he has put in your heart and other people's heart across the United States and around the world, because your voice is not the only voice speaking about that. But I do know in our situation, you know, we got to remember this is the message of concern. And since you're the sponsor of this program, and what you're doing, it is going, is getting momentum. Because I think the day before yesterday, I don't know what city they were talking about, because I come in on television, either D.C. or some other place in legislation. They're already kind of doing the tabulation of what's owed to them. It might have been Pennsylvania. I just heard that Friday or Thursday. So the momentum is growing. Some states are moving forward in a legal, precise, consistent way. And they're doing like you, they're talking, but they actually are doing the application, the finance to go about getting the paperwork done, getting the amount if it does happen. Because we also have to respect this here. Allah answers all du'as. And if you, a Muslim, and other people that we call African Americans, blacks and criminals, are doing the same thing, they're making prayer to their God or to what they worship, we know Allah answers all du'as. So this could come about. But it is not something that you make your worship. Now, this is the message of concern. And I think we're not really having the official business hour of the message of concern. But what you're doing right now is growing so much momentum. I pray a lot and a lot that you see that you keep doing what you're doing, but set aside another program called Reparation. Sponsored by Amin Muhammad, and on whatever telephone number is accessible to you, and start the momentum to grow and have people actually call in and receive the good information that you're sharing about what's going on in California. And like I said, I just heard this the day before. Yes, it's Pennsylvania. It's somewhere on the East Coast, Pennsylvania, North Carolina. It might have been North Carolina, come think about it. But they're already in the process of ready to actually receive, and I think the government is kind of listening to what they say. They're waiting on just documentation and stuff like that, so that if Congress or whatever does make a move on that, it's the states who have filed the problem people and has gathered the application and turned it in to their local governments. Let them know who in their state is filing for reparations.
Professional or financial counsel or advice. And no liability.
If somebody got your phone on purpose or what?
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Radio is not endorsed.
Hold on one second.
Or certified by any third-party agency.
Okay, I'm trying to stop it. Hold on. Just 1 second, brother. Just 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it might be. You can Google it. It was. I'm pretty sure it might have been North Carolina. I'm pretty sure it's coming back to me. So anyway, all the states who have filed the proper paperwork for reparation for the people in their state, you know, like they're in California, and then turn it into the proper governmental departments to be processed, you know, through their senator or through their congressman, so they can start doing the tabulation. They already know they have to do something because the momentum is gone. But still, it's past the talking stage and everything. You know, the law says it's time to hear and obey. So it's past the talking stage in a lot of people's lives about a lot of things. They go ahead on and do. Like Allah told the Prophet of Islam, he said, Ikra. And he said, I'm giving you the pen. And I'm telling you how to use it. So write down everything in the name of your Lord from now and on so others can read what I'm saying, what I expect, etc., in your human creation. So this reparation, I think you would give yourself more justice if you give another hour somewhere in your effort to talk to the people who are really
well, Muhammad,
have the same spirit in their heart.
Muhammad, slow down and tell me what you're saying. What are you saying?
I'm saying
I heard you say something about. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I was saying you should give yourself more time and to talk with people who have the same spirit.
To talk to who? You mean to
people who
you mean to some audience
spending time on getting the word out about reparation. You know,
in
the process.
Well, Muhammad, we got these blog talk radio shows. That's what I'm trying to spread the word. I'm trying to tell the people, I'm trying to tell you, everybody, Daya, Akbar, Suja, Sister Karan, anybody who listens, to start looking at these videos of especially Derricky and especially this brother. Don't just dismiss what I'm saying.
I heard you say that last week.
Right, and the reason is, so we could be intelligent and pass the information and wake up other people. Because, like I said, they have ran out of sight.
Aren't you still trying to deliver the message of concern?
When you say,
Wait a minute. Let me explain.
You asked the question. Let me explain now. I'll let you talk because this is talk radio. Yes, the message of concern is all throughout the racist movement because it's two things. It was the curse of Noah's curse that led them Southerners to justify slavery and the Caucasian image. The image they thought that they have a right to enslave us and do us anyway because we wasn't nothing, and they have the right to do it. It's because of religion. It was the religion. I got a book. I think I sent you a page of the book. It's called Noah's Curse, and it mainly talks about Benjamin Morgan Palmer, who was a Presbyterian preacher going all throughout the South preaching to the Confederate troops that they are on a worthy cause, that they have a right to enslave the black man, the African-American man. That's religion. That's religion. That's the message of concern. That all stems from what Imam Muhammad said. And then you branch that. Once you get the little kernel, the little information from Imam Muhammad, then you could mushroom it and say, that applies here. It applies there. It applies to all different areas of life. So that was some heavy, heavy stuff. Information that we got. So it ain't like,
but let me show
you. We got to talk about image all the time. Talk about the image. Yeah, how does that apply to people's life? How does it ruin people's life? Go ahead.
Well, this same message of concern that you started out with, those people who are under the image that made them lead to slavery, etc., it's their children now who need to know that truth through this program of message of concern. The false worship, the false racism involved in, because these are the same people who are going to go and vote for justice for not only our people who suffered slavery, but all the slaves. Because it was many people, like you said. And then the information has got to be more accurate to the best technology we got. See, according to technology, you know, only 400,000 actual slaves from Africa made it to America. The other 12 million people were dropped off in the Caribbean in the different islands. But actually, 400,000 is the actual people of descendants who we're trying to get our reparation from. So these are the slaves that were sent to America, trapped here in American slave and put through the terrible slavery that our ancestors went through. That's who they're talking about. And if you don't have close to factual information on that, it just prolongs the Congress and the Senate, who know they got to do something. And it's getting close to the point where they're already making concessions by giving permission to certain states who say, hey, we have people in our state who said that they are, as some say, that they may be descendants of the African slaves that were brought here to America, and they want their 40 acres and a mule. You know, and they begin to know that they're going to have to. But it's also the young Caucasians who are coming out of programs like this Message Concern because they're getting educated about the false worship. Just like the blacks who are linked to the false worship, the Chinese, the Mexicans. Every nationality on this earth is under the same influence that put us in slavery and had them in slavery. They just treated us the worst. They actually tried to make animals out of us and work us like animals. So they are listening too. They're going to file reparations right after they see that. When I see that, I'm talking about us, the Muslims,
right,
get involved.
Right. So
when the Muslims get involved.
Well, yeah. But right now, we have to educate ourselves. Okay, hold on a second. 240-615, come on and state your name and where you're coming from. 240-615.
As-salamu alaykum.
Waalaikum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah, Brother Shuja Muhammad, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'd just like to add something on to what everybody is discussing. And that was particularly is dealing with restoration. Reparation. It's what's on everybody's lip now. Almost everything I get tuned in to, they are discussing reparation.
Me in particular, on Blog Talk Radio or other stations?
Other stations. Also, you know, they are talking about it, and also on the YouTube. You know, and I was talking about it as far as the from the standpoint of inheritance, you know, from the Holy Quran, from the standpoint of inheritance, what I was explaining to the Muslim is that inheritance or reparation. You know, the peoples that is trying to receive something that is owed to them is broad. It's very broad, especially if you read about inheritance. You know, and it's dealing with wealth. It's dealing with wealth that's been received and wealth that is whole, that is held, and it's dealing with peoples that is qualified for that wealth, I looked at America. I said, what wealth? America is holding. Well, America is holding our tax money that we pay every time we buy something. We give tax, we pay taxes out of anything that we buy. And I asked the question, what is America going to do with all this tax money? And who owns this money? Who is responsible for this money? And what I'm finding out is that America is getting trillions of dollars, and we, as ex-slaves, can show all kind of ways where we benefit from it, where it's due to us. some of that money is due to us, you know. And if they don't, the people that's in charge of the money, that's controlling money, if we don't have people like us step up and show what we benefit from it, for it, then they going to figure out a way, they got to figure out a way how they have to distribute this money. The tax money is not for them to keep, but it's for them to address things that is incidents, things like they're giving money to Ukraine. They're giving them over $155 billion, Ukraine. And this is about war. This is our tax money that been put aside for a moment that we as the American citizens can call on it. So I think reparation falls right within that area. Reparation falls right in that area. You know, we came here as slaves in this country, and we have given free labor. The land that after we came out of slavery, there was land that we had that it was swung from us. It was taken from us. Friendly land. And like Brother Amin is saying, is that these people here got generational wealth that will make us just sit back and just wonder. They're getting all kinds of money, you know, and here we are, taxpayers, and we still in a dependent situation. What I don't understand is how our leaders, especially Muslims, don't stand up and we're American citizens. We're American citizens. We have a right to that money. Now, if somebody else had more of a right to it, you know, then they gonna have to explain that. Now, I have my daughter. Yes, I have my daughter filling out for me, and I got my son helping also. I'm filing for reparations, you know, and inshallah, she's real interested in it, and I asked her, could she come on some program, I think it's given, where she can learn more. I gave her some names that I like for her to check out, of peoples that already done investigated and done did research, like William Derrick, Claude Anderson, you see, and
that's right.
Also Brian Stevenson. You
that's
know.
Right. That's right.
And go ahead.
No, I'm saying you're right. We got to study. We got to study. I'm bringing the cream of the cream. Turn on some videos, and watch these brothers, man, because they have thought about it many hours, many hours and years.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
And I love that. I mean, we get all the help. We get all the help that we need. We get all the help. We got peoples that a lot of them blessed where they can see that we deserve this money, and we are coming together, standing up in unity, and we are fighting for our rights. We're fighting for our rights. We know we're gonna have problems. We're gonna have opposition, but that's all right. You know, I mean, for somebody to oppose the slave from receiving what is due them, then they just don't understand. And we don't have no time to try to explain it to them. You know, they're gonna have to catch on later. You know, and I'm hearing that the people that signing up for the reparation, they gonna be the first one to get it. The first one signing up for it, you gonna be the first one to get it. You know, I think they start off there in California. They got some other states that is also giving reparation, and inshallah, we got to stay on it. I am going to talk about it. I got to do some more studying on it.
That's right. That's right.
And yes, I got to do some more studying on it and get some more knowledge as I can on it. So when I present it, I can present some facts. You know.
That's right. There you go. There you go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm learning this.
I just thought about this morning. Listening to Brian Stevens, he said, look, 12.7 million people were kidnapped and stowed on ships. Of the 12.7 million, 2 million never made it, never made it. They were talking about this morning. And I thought, at the bottom of the sea. And we hear stories all the time about they looking for the Titanic. We let them people talk about it looking for the Titanic. Who has brought up? Have you ever seen anybody on TV say, this is crazy. Why ain't we looking for those souls, those human beings who was lost?
Yeah.
Two million human beings that was lost coming over here from Africa. You know, somebody got to stand up. You know what I mean? You know.
I think that's the most
logical, intelligent question in the history of the world. In the history of the world, most intelligent, relevant question. You know, about human beings. Man, we human beings. And he say 2 million of them never made it. What about them? What about their souls? Go ahead, brother.
I think that one of the reasons that they don't value or see someone is important because of they don't establish someone else's image as the object of superiority.
That's right.
And the object of worship.
Right.
And with their image up, it's more important. You know, you care about them more. We don't have no, I mean, if somebody step out and help us, that's just a miracle, a blessing from Allah. You know.
Yeah.
But you're not going to have no Caucasian. And if African American people ain't pressed on it, and somebody give them a good reason, if they don't give them a good reason, they're not even going to mention it.
It's like they were saying this morning on the video. They say, look, we went into a town where they had Confederate museums, and they didn't even mention the slave. They never used the word slave. You know, don't even mention them. They ain't nothing. So they could treat us that way, and then what happens? We treat ourselves that way. That's how we
That's
treat ourselves. So when people talk about reparations and slavery, we'll say, oh, why are you talking about that? Oh, just like the Caucasians say. Oh, why are you talking about that? How they treat us is how we treat ourselves. That's the mojo. That's the voodoo that they ran on us. That's the psych.
Exactly.
You see?
Exactly.
That's what Darity's saying. That's what Brian Stevenson is saying, especially Brian Stevenson.
Yeah.
Brian Stevenson got some beautiful
music.
I gotta save my little money. I'm gonna jump on me a plane. I'm gonna come down to Montgomery. I'm gonna go to his museum. The museum, he got them things, those big 6 foot metal rods with them names of those brothers who sisters and children who was lynched and about their life. And he got them jars, and you could go out to a lynch site that, like this guy might have been lynched in 1942. You know what I mean? His name was Billy Paul. Or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He had three children, and they loved him and everything. But he did something, and he made a white man mad, pissed off a white man. So they got together, and they lynched him. They lynched him for being an uppity nigger. Yeah, see, so I got to go
get my
body. Yeah, see, he have 805 of them. Well, you could go get your jar and go out there to that site where they lynched Billy Paul and get handfuls of dirt and put it in there and take it back there. You see? I gotta come to Montgomery.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I got I was looking at on the television where they were showing the 10 most racist town in America. And it was a city.
Could you close the blinds in the front before you go back to the back, please?
It was a city in Texas, and this city, they had a business, but they had a big picture on it with a whole bunch of people, Caucasian, and they had an African American man that they was hanging. And you had a whole lot of people was outraged about it, and they was asking him a question. He didn't feel nothing. He said, "I don't see nothing wrong with that. He don't see nothing wrong with just playing or one of the nationality, one of the Americans, been hung from a tree." And everybody is standing up looking at.
Everybody stand up looking at the camera. The one I saw yesterday, they was all looked like about 30 of them. They was all looking at the camera.
What, that's in Texas? I don't know where it was, but
Brian had one on there. I said, look at all them people. Looking at the camera, trying to get to the camera, and had the brothers. There was two African Americans, but they shirt all out, and they was just hanging from a tree. They had did their job, and all of them looking at the camera, trying to get on the camera.
Well, just show you how psychologically damaged we are. I listen to some Muslims, and they talk about stuff like slavery, like it's nothing. I'm talking about Muslim. They talk about slavery like it's just was the thing of the past. We got to educate our children about this here history. We got to let them know what happened. And Caucasian peoples here in America, you see they got all the wealth. We got everything to justify African American slave receiving reparations. You can see where the wealth is unbalanced. You can see what Caucasian peoples own. The majority of the land, the majority of the real estate.
Exactly. Can I say something?
Big homes and cars.
and they live in a life. And they don't care nothing. They don't care nothing about African Americans.
Right. I saw Malcolm. Somebody
wanted
to say something. Oh,
Malcolm,
how you
doing, sir? I'm good, Alhamdulillah. I'm making it to everybody. Okay, I was trying to get in for a while, but my it just won't give me the hand. My hand won't raise. So therefore, you didn't know that I wanted to say anything. That's why I had to interrupt and say, could I say something? What I wanted to say was, since you're mentioning that, Brother Suja, you know, and how the Caucasians are living and everything, I pay attention also to the way that the immigrants come over here, and they'll stay for 5 years trying to get their green card. They don't have to pay taxes. They don't vote or anything. But they still don't have to pay taxes.
Right.
But they get food stamps, and they get welfare, and they get all this money. Now, where did that money come from? Our taxes. And things that we are turned down for, but instead somebody from another land hasn't put a dime in or penny in towards that, they get the beef. That's right.
That's all I
have to say. Yes.
And we won't stand up. We won't stand up for mm-hmm. people that contribute, invented so many things here in America, and it's been taken from them. But if you look around and you study, you'll find out that African American people did that. You know, we can't pay no attention with most of what's being on television because they show what they want to show. But if you go to a city. You go to a city, the city is poor, and the only thing that you see is successful is a small amount, and it's in Caucasian people's areas.
Mm-hmm.
The successful part. You go into our part, it's tore down.
Mm-hmm.
Big projects. Our people walking around don't have no jobs, don't have no business. Other people sit up in our community and taking the money out of our community.
That's right.
And we got Muslim won't stand up and fight against that. I don't believe. You don't tell me you believe in God. You don't believe in God. Don't tell me nothing about the Quran and tell me nothing about God. And you won't stand up for the needy. You won't even help you, like you said. You won't even give your neighbor a neighborly need. It's amazing. We have to be careful who we listen to.
Yeah, so there you go.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so there you go.
I like my son.
Okay. Yeah. Just want to also say that I know earlier I was on that words and definition program also at the same time as Devine was. But I like to always reiterate what we actually are doing. Now, Imam Muhammad made it clear in his message of concern that we don't become racist. Don't get bogged down in what happened to us in the past where it makes you not see what's been done to us in the future by Allah. Now, the Bible is saying, he went about it the wrong way in a certain sense. But his point, because we are so used to not listening to each other, but if you give them a picture that they can't ignore in what they like to hear, and that's dollar bills. And you're going to talk about money, you can get our people. And I'm talking, when I say our people, I'm talking anybody who's a Muslim or African descent. Anybody who's African-American, anybody who's a black, a Negro, you know, you can get their attention when you go to talk about money. Now, Imam Abdullah came that way when he started naming off all the basketball players who were getting money to show that whatever level you are, Allah said, verily the human being is ungrateful for the small favor that I give them. It was Allah who freed us from slavery. And we must never forget that. Because of our du'as, he set us free. And remember, we learned a long time ago, back in the 1800s, 1900s, when the white man used to brag about how they're going to come back and put their own self in slavery. They like this life we have shown them. They're willing to even suffer for it, like they did when they was our slaves. He said they will come back and beg, like they tell in the Bible, because that's all they know is the Bible. So they understand the crumbs from the table. Lazarus begging from the crumbs from the table. Instead of going to building his own table and going out hunting and getting his own food, raising his own food, raising everything he needs, and having it in his world.
As a man,
okay.
I just want to ask a question.
I'm not asking a question. I'm trying to get a point about the trillions of dollars.
You know, that we are collecting tax money.
You're going to talk anyway then, right?
Who they going to spend that on?
Right. You know, I'm just like, now, I agree with Brother Muhammad said, this money, with the frame of mind, this slave mentality mind that we still have, that we think we don't have,
But the Willie Lynch,
now,
the Willie
Muhammad,
Lynch syndrome,
Imam Muhammad said
that
today,
way.
Imam Muhammad said, the day on his CD, he said, this was in 1993 when he was talking about the same thing he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He said, but if we had leaders, he said, I couldn't talk to y'all like this 10 years ago. He said, because if I talk to y'all like the way I'm talking to you right now, he said, the leaders then would have got you all killed, got all of you killed. Because you wouldn't have been able to control Satan's logic to make you want to fight what you think is yours.
Well, we come out trillions of dollars. What are you going to spend the money on?
You know, so I sat there and listened to you talk for all the time you were talking. I ain't say a word.
I'm glad you asked me a question. I'm not
talking to you at all, if you don't mind. I'm talking to you.
I'm glad for you to ask me a question.
Because Amin made a statement.
Because I believe that,
and I was trying to help him correct it.
I got the proof.
And I'm trying to help him correct it. You know.
What's the proper word is you're trying to help him understand, Muhammad? What you're trying to say is you're trying to make us understand the point of view that you're trying to get across.
No, I'm not to make nuts. Don't get me wrong now.
Because that's the blog on the radio show is about the making of concerns.
I'm not trying to get nuts. He asked Imam Yahya Abdullah him, and Yahya Abdullah told him. Imam Yahya Abdullah, he told him, he said, rarely the human being is ungrateful for a small thing. He said, Allah set us free. Allah will compensate us. He gave the rich. He gave us the rich poor people an example.
That's his way of saying.
You don't think we ain't free? Don't you know, for every right that we asked for and was willing to stand firm and did it, Allah has made this country responsible. It's only when we straddle the fence.
Saying we're free is not always being we're free.
You know, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the compensation now. We're talking about compensation still. He said, Allah gave you freedom to go. He said that he was trying to tell Amin there. That's why we got billionaires in America now who were ex-slaves and descendants of ex-slaves. Because they took advantage of the freedom that Allah gave them. And many of them started, like he named Du Bois. He said many of them started organizations to get rights so that they would have to give them to us too. And he said,
y'all,
we got the right to vote.
It's a good friend of mine. But
he said, we got the vote.
That statement that he made was 100% wrong. And I told
him. I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's your friend, and you need to call him.
I tell him that because I love him as a brother.
I'm not talking to you. You intervened with me and Amin was talking. You know, you intervened when Amin was talking. And you know,
yeah, because
we're
talking about reparations.
We're talking
about reparations, and you got on the message.
All right, assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum.
This is your program.
This is assalamualaikum. I pulled it up. Assalamualaikum. Assalamualaikum. I pulled it up. This is what. Okay, listen to my question. Here you go. Trying to get the slave master children to
pay the debt of their forefathers. But I won't do it right now. I'll wait for another time to commit to that.
Okay.
Now, I will add that, and we all recall this. We were at, I think it's 2006, 2007. We were at Homewood, Illinois, at one of the Ramadan sessions, and Imam Muhammad said that Allah is going to compensate children of former slave ancestors to the degree and the extent that we were denied. Now, what I see happening with us, to answer our brother's question right quickly, Allah, he said Allah is going to do it, right? Well, mm-hmm. I just read something that Magic Johnson, is his fourth line is equal to Jordan at $1 billion value. LeBron James, L.A., $1 billion. Steph Curry, California, $1 billion.
A.D.,
Anthony Davis, these are children of slave parents. A.D., Anthony Davis just signed a $186 million contract. Jalen Brown just signed, children of descendants from slave, former slave parents, just signed a $304 million contract to play basketball. Kyrie Irving, you get the point? Allah is compensating the descendants of former slave ancestors.
Okay. Okay. Y'all hear that?
Yeah, that's right there. He avoided what you that's what he did.
We understood his point, but he was a little bit off. We talked about reparations for the masses of people. Yeah.
Right.
I appreciate his answer. I appreciate for giving us an answer and thinking about it, you know. But
That wasn't the right answer.
But I appreciate I appreciate weighing in there. AKF5 said, well he'll reserve his talk for later on or something next week or something like that. But I'm gonna stay on. When I call these shows, when I call into these shows, I'm gonna bring up reparations. We're gonna talk about reparations.
Could you let me know when you call some of them so I can sort of be in there?
Well, it's the thing with Blog Talk Radio.
Question?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
You tell me later.
Okay, I just want to ask a question. Now, tell me if I'm right or wrong. The understanding that I have is the descendants of the slave masters who would be even me, and I'm 79, right, or even my children or my grandchildren or one prior to my children, you know, and me and on down to us. Now, wouldn't we be the corrected ones who would be or should be receiving some reparation and not the Caucasians or not the and not the Chinese and not the others? Wouldn't it just include the descendants of slaves that were our ancestors or our group of people or in our time, you know, our people, descendants.
Yes, it will. But remember, they promised the African slave descendants with 40 acres and a mule. We have to compensate that in his value today. That's our compensation. Now, we know he gave some white people land, and they gave some other white people this and that, who were descendants of indigenous slaves who came over here. We know that he had done some things with the Chinese and the Japanese.
What do you mean white people that were indigenous slaves?
Oh, he sent a lot of them straight from the jail. Yeah, let me finish. England sent them over here by the boatload.
I know that they won't.
I don't want to make this a conversation where it's going to be argued about, and that's why I asked the question. I'm looking for clarification, and I know within myself, having common sense, you tell me if I don't or correct me, Do you remember any Caucasian that's being descendants of slaves, unless they're slave owners, unless they're descendants of slave owners? And what are they supposed to be getting? Are you saying they're supposed to be included in reparations that we're getting as African Americans, our ancestors? I mean, come on now.
Well,
you might not believe it, but
we can use some common sense without no mix-up and no ifs and ands and buts about it. Come on. But,
okay.
I'll withhold my statement there.
Okay, Jair.
Let Muhammad answer that question, please.
Yes. Okay.
Where do you get that from, though?
A lot of the Caucasians that we call Appalachian people, and the people who lived up in the mountains Appalachian mountains, West Side, right? They are descendants. Many of them are descendants of the indigenous slaves that were sent from the prisons from Europe and England here, along with us when we came along. You know, and a lot of people don't know that. A lot of them, they got their freedom a little earlier than ours because they were sentenced over here for 10 years, 20 years as a slave. A lot of them wind up getting land over here after they got out, done their prison time. And those are the ones that we call hillbillies today.
We got to get some categories of indigenous then. We got to get some categories including the indigenous slaves then. Because who would ever even think of Caucasians at all, regardless of whether they were in prison or coming from whoever, who would even think of them as being any part of slavery, period?
Who else don't believe that on the program right now? Who don't believe that?
I don't know if I want to get a questionnaire about that, Muhammad. I just asked a question. We're not trying to get a questionnaire.
Well, did I answer your question?
Yeah, you did. I wasn't satisfied with it, but you did answer.
Okay, no problem.
You say all that to say what? To search that and find out what is true or not. We can just look I know that, but we just can look at the wealth gap, what Caucasian people own, and what we own and control.
That's right. There you go. The wealth gap.
But remember the conversation that we're asking for. Is the 40-acre and a mule that they didn't give us.
Oh, nobody. Oh.
That's what we're asking for.
You know,
you
seem
like
you're
playing with it, man. You seem like you're playing with it, man. No, no, you're just playing with us now. He knew what we were talking about. He knew what we were talking about.
You didn't know that? That's what reparation is? They pay us for
no,
the 40 acres of mule
that
was promised to us.
That's a part of it. Previously.
Please. Okay. Here's what you're talking in legal terms. You're not going to get no punitive damages. You're only going to get what was promised to us when we was released. We was promised 40 acres in a mule.
A
lot of us back then had already owned some land.
It's just some of us that don't know.
No.
Right.
No.
We got money set up for situations like that. And it's amount up to $1 trillion. We got money set up and money that doesn't deal with situations like they're getting ready to deal with the Hawaiian thing with the fire.
Yeah. Where's all this money coming
from?
Yeah.
You know, that money gonna come from the tax money to pay for that. You know, so Allah is keeping it clear for us. So we're able to see. We can't go into that type of confusion.
That's true.
That ain't nothing but some confusion. That's for children.
That's true. That's where the Caucasian. That's where we're eventually planned it.
Yeah, that's lightweight psychology.
So, I found out that a brother who has a PhD in this anthropology, he said the equivalent that they owe us will come out to be about $350,000 a piece, you know, if they pay the reparation.
Okay, now who is
now
us
remember,
talking
we
about?
Remember,
what us are you talking
remember,
about? James
remember again. Remember, it was only four. I think it said 4,000
400,000 people that actually came here as slaves. All the rest of those African slaves, 2 million, 2 million, like Amin said, they just vanished in the sea or whatever. And then the other 10 million survivors, out of those 10 million survivors, 400,000 of us came to America. The rest of those slaves went to the Caribbean and the other islands on the way to America.
It was still slaves.
So we're talking about 400,000 slaves and their descendants, which is us.
And it was said that that'll come to about $12 trillion.
Yeah, but we
talk
about what's happening in America.
It might be.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the same thing that you saw, and
well,
it was William.
Up,
William.
I'm gonna look up that.
Yeah, that was William.
I'm gonna look up that number.
That was William Bobbitt.
You know, you're saying that of the 12.7 million that left Africa, only 400,000 made it to America.
And
the other ones went to the Caribbean. I'm going to look up that number.
Here's the thing.
Wait a minute, brother. 1865, do you know how many enslaved people it was in 1865? Right at the end of the Civil War. 4 million. The number that they give, 4 million enslaved people at 1865, right after the Civil War. The Civil War was from 1860 to 1865, and it was 4 million enslaved people that they had to deal with. So I don't know where you got that 400,000, but
we want facts. I was looking at the same figures as you. That's why they broke it down. They gave them 40 acres and a mule. And
no.
when they declared,
so they promised
that,
them
that
they promised them 40 acres and a mule. They promised them.
Yeah,
so
we said the same thing. That's our reparation to make them give us.
But they hadn't got to the dollar signs yet. They hadn't got the dollar signs. It's talking about material.
Yeah, they haven't. Yeah, but see, that's
the dollar signs.
Yeah, because they probably ain't got that many mules to get nobody. They ain't got no land, that many acres they want to get nobody. So they have to pay us off in dollar bills, use that terminology.
Oh, well, that's what you're saying. Oh, that's what you're saying. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah,
out here
in California, the people out here, because they got that plan, they got that 1,100-page report, it averages out to about 1.2 million per persons who are from California. 1.2 million. So you know, they got five different categories. One of them is the age category. How many years have you been in California? So in other words, if you were born here from the time, you know, if you're 50 years old, it'd be 50 times $13,000. If you're 70 years old, it'd be 70 times $13,000. That's just one category of calculating it. But it's four other. I'm going to get the other one, though.
Alhamdulillah.
Now, before we go, that's why I was saying it's important that with this type of momentum that is building up, I think the justice to be given to the concern of reparation. If you start advertising now and letting people know that the message of concern has a blog program that deals with talking and discussing planning of reparation, so that as you have sure on that hour or 2 hours, whatever that time might be, people will be able to take down notes, take due research, take down the names that you're talking about of different books and different biography people have done, and not get it mixed up with the message of concern.
Or they can bring information.
Of this Christ Jesus.
Yeah, they can bring information.
We
can use one half, first half of the message of concern for message of concern, then the second half with reparation, like we used to use the first half of message of concern and the second half of business.
Right.
Yeah, so message of concern is not just talking about images and religion. a message of concern is what it's.
And when I brought that up 3 or 4 years ago, then anybody would hear that.
Yeah, but it's the message that Imam Wahid Muhammad was saying. He stated it like that. It's a message that is a concern for peoples that have been affected by what's going on.
But it did specify images, Shuja. It did specify images.
Yeah, I mean,
so now we got specified images as well as
reparations. Yeah, images is one of the same. But it wasn't just only images.
But that wasn't specified at that time. It wasn't specified at that time, but now it is, and there's nothing wrong with it being included. There's nothing wrong with the reparation being included in the message of concern, because it is a serious message of concern, just like the image is a serious message of concern. You know, but we can split the time up. We're talking about one serious message of concern, talking about the image, and the other serious message of concern, talking about reparation.
Like the Imam said, what would happen to the minds of the people who would sit in churches for what 400 years at the image of a Caucasian in pain, terrible, and all that, right?
Right.
I got an answer right now. When they listen to people talk about reparations, they don't want to accept it. They don't want to say. They got that image so much in their mind that when people say, look, man, he was enslaved for 300 years and brutalized and lynched and hung and burned and drowned and everything, they say, oh, man, we ain't gonna never have
that. Take that image, yeah.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah, we got a whole lot of information to give. I'm doing a lot.
That's true.
But then it all got to go back to, and then that's what all of us have to remember who wants to remember. Allah said, all affairs that you have doubt about, bring it back to Him. Bring it back to Him in the Quran and find the answer that makes you go about doing this in a peaceful manner.
A firm
manner. Because, see, what happened, you get hung out here and Shaitan will make you forget about using Allah's name as many times as you would in a normal condition. You would get more praises to Allah about whatever you're talking about under normal conditions. Sometimes we get strung out in different things, in different topics, and we forget all about what Allah say. And that's all the problem.
The man was asking us on concern, a message of concern. He was talking about the effect, psychological effect,
right,
that this had on us psychologically, and the psychological effect it had on our children.
Right.
Let me show you how wise he was when he did this. Psychological effect.
We was in slavery. For all these years, and our folk family was there for all these years, and we the offspring of them, you know it's a serious concern.
Let me show you what he done. Let me
look at our children, my grandchildren,
right,
my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Now listen.
Same with the image.
But listen, but,
there's images. You got images
listen,
in both
listen,
of those
listen.
Areas. You got images in both
yeah,
of those areas.
What,
they can be worked together.
Look at what he done. Before he passed, he switched the whole thing around so that we will understand the psychological effect. But he said, what would the world